didn't come to see me. Thanks anyway.
I did.
I can't hear nothing. This is the best way I can work it out. The 70s, when there was even then in New York, although it might predate the World Trade Center. So it's timely again. But it's New York in the 70s, and if I didn't tell you that, you wouldn't necessarily know it from the song, and it doesn't mention it or anything. So the sense of where it came from. far from bass and laughter.
Possibility. Ghost is wind for twinkling lights. World of wonders.
song off the last album except for the newest one. The newest one is a live solo album, it's a 2-CD set, and it's kind of exactly like what you're witnessing here, so it's that kind of album. But this is from the album before that, which is an album of songs that were at the time new and it's not at all a live album. Although, generally speaking, when we record albums, we don't do them in layers like electronica or pop records. We kind of play them like a band in the studio, and then go back and fix all the crap that we did. so it's kind of there's a studio factor there for sure. The live album doesn't have that feature. It is what it is, but anyway. This performance of this song, of course, will be what it will be. So there you go. Thank you. that song that I should explain to you perhaps, CSIS is an acronym for Canadian Security Intelligence Service, which is as much an oxymoron as it is an acronym, and the rest of those things, and it's what we have instead of the NSA, the people that tap our phones and keep files on songs. I'm almost done here.
Whoa.
It is. And you're revealing yourself to be in a certain demographic. And that's important. And for those of you who don't know the reference, I did a theme song for a kids' cartoon show called Franklin some years back. And people who have children of the 3 to 6 age group or have had in that period of time know that title. Well, it's great. You like it. It was fun to do. I did it as a kind of experiment because I'd done stuff with film before, but never anything quite like that. And I thought it would be an interesting thing to try, and it was. But one of the problems with it was that the people who produced shows like that are basically the same kind of people as the people who produce commercials. And so you're dealing with the suits, as they're called in the industry.
You're paying more than that.
What's that? That's a little loud, sorry. So whatever, okay. It's all good.
It's okay.
Anyway, the suits have a little idea. Franklin. The show is about Franklin. And it's about a turtle. Franklin is a juvenile turtle who experiences things that 3 to 6 year olds, the humans experience, and I honestly don't know enough about turtles to know whether any of it carries over into the actual world of turtledom, but anyway, it's kind of a nice thing, so, and it tells kids things that are good for them to hear, so in a real way, but there's a line, which I think they subsequently took out, actually, that, because it's a turtle, right? So, you know, what do you learn when you're a kid about turtles? They wear their house. Hello, right? So I put it in a song. Here comes Franklin, wearing his house. It took 3 weeks for the discussions to work themselves out as to whether or not it was appropriate to put a line like that in there because maybe they wouldn't get it.
Damn suits.
And in the meantime, this song only has one verse, it's 4 lines long. And I was one. It wasn't as much fun as an experience as it might have been, but because of that. But when we got to recording it, it actually was a lot of fun. And I'm happy I did it. But I'm not doing it tonight, so. So I'm going to do this song and then stop and you guys will enjoy that one as much as I want to. Thank you.
that shining in the sun. Polished and precise like the brain behind the gun. Should be, they got me thinking about eternity, but some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me. And I'm working in my guitar, working in my guitar, working in my guitar. Gonna sail to eternity. Sometimes.